AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Reaction from around the world to a new video showing the beheadings of as many as 21 men by Islamic militants. These men are all Egyptians, Coptic Christians. Our Ashraf Khalil is overseas.
A video has been released that purports to show the mass beheading of 21 Coptic Christian hostages who have been held by militants in Libya for more than a month.
This morning, Egyptian warplanes hit Islamic State group targets in Libya. Pope Francis is calling the beheadings assassinations. He says the men were killed just because they were Christians. American hostage Kayla Mueller's boyfriend is talking about his failed effort to rescue her. Mueller died after being taken captive by Islamic militants in Syria. Our Felicia Fonseca has Omar Al-Khani's dramatic story about a rescue attempt that didn't help.
He did come face to face with her at that detention center in Syria, and she denied being his wife. They assured Mueller that if she just told the truth, that he wouldn't be harmed in any way. So she did tell the truth. She said that she wasn't his wife, and he left without her.
He says she may not have realized that he was actually trying to rescue her and told the truth so he wouldn't be killed. Two men are going to court this morning in Denmark, accused of helping the gunman who shot and killed two people in separate terror attacks yesterday. The gunman was killed in a shootout with police. Boston has another foot of new snow on the ground now. This is on top of the 6-foot-high piles of snow it already has. And forecasters with the National Weather Service say there may be yet another winter storm Tuesday evening. The National Weather Service says the big story there at the moment is wind chills as low as 40 below. This is AP Radio News. The R-rated movie 50 Shades of Grey made a stunning $81 million in its debut over the weekend. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
To what do you owe your success?
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
It must be really boring.
50 Shades of Grey is on track to make more than $90 million over the 4-day holiday weekend. It takes in nearly $82 million in the first 3 days for the second biggest February opening ever.
Are we going to stand around here all day, or are we going to fight?
Kingsman, the Secret Service, opens in a strong second this weekend. The SpongeBob movie is third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Conan O'Brien is in Cuba taping segments for an episode of his TBS talk show to air next month. TBS says he's taking advantage of President Obama's efforts to improve relations with Cuba. At the NBA All-Star Game, the Western Conference beat the East. Russell Westbrook was the MVP. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.